We are now standing in the boiler house where we have six Lancashire boilers that were installed in 1927 to run the new winding engine. Each boiler held 20 tons of water, and they were fired by 2 tons of coal every 24 hours. So that's 10 tons of coal for five boilers. I say five boilers because only five were ever kept in steam. One was always closed for cleaning. You would shut down a boiler, drain the water out, and before the fire actually went out, men would be in there cleaning. It was a dirty, filthy, thankless job, and men would only be in the boiler for 5 minutes at a time. One man would go in for 5 minutes, he would come out, then the next man would go in for 5 minutes. The boiler had to be descaled, ash taken out, and generally cleaned, and it took 6 weeks to clean a boiler. Once one boiler was finished, another boiler would be decommissioned, the other boiler would be lit, and so it went on. In the 50s then, late 50s, there was so much gas coming out of the pit that they started doing methane drainage and using the methane that the pit produced to fire the boiler. So now they became dual fuel. You could either run them on gas or you could run them on coal. And it's a point of interest that probably before the colliery closed, they were running on gas, and any surplus gas was being fed into the grid. And they were probably getting more for the gas than they actually had for the coal that they brought to the surface. Because by this time, coal was very difficult to win at the depths that they wanted to win.